This is KUAR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. We are interrupting our programming this hour to bring you live coverage of Governor Asa Hutchinson's latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak here in Arkansas. We heard at yesterday's briefing, the state had seen a total of 1,569 positive test results for the coronavirus, as well as 33 deaths due to COVID-19. The latest update on the health department website shows one additional death, bringing the total to 34, as well as 1,599 total cases. And now we go live to Governor Asa Hutchinson's daily briefing.
Thank you for joining us today for the daily update on COVID-19 here in the state of Arkansas. I want to first extend my congratulations to Senator Hickey for being elected Senate Pro Tem for next year's session. Congratulations, and then also, of course, looking forward to continuing working with Speaker Shepherd, but those elections were today. I am pleased to be joined by Dr. Nate Smith, Secretary of Health, but also Secretary of Commerce Mike Preston, who will be making comments a little bit later on some of our unemployment numbers. Director A.J. Geary is here, as always, that does a good job for us managing so many different aspects of this emergency. Yesterday, as we announced, we had 1,569 cases of COVID-19 here in the state of Arkansas. Since then, we've had an additional 51 cases. That brings our total to 1,620 here in Arkansas. We have now 85 hospitalizations, which is an increase of two. And we have an additional four deaths, so we have 37 deaths now in the state of Arkansas. I did want to go to the graphs just to illustrate it in a different way today. And here you can see, again, this is the number of new COVID cases in Arkansas, and it's by day, so this is the number of new cases each day. And as you remember, 4 or 5 days ago, we had that high spike whenever we were doing testing at FCI, the prison, and the state prison and the federal prison. And since then, you can see that it's declined each day. And then today, we have 51 cases, which is not on here. That'll be on tomorrow, but this reflects yesterday's number. And so you can see the steady state or the declining state in the cases. There will be spikes from time to time because we will be investigating a hot spot or a potential outbreak. The cases might go up, but it's been really right on the trajectory that we expect and that we are pleased with that trajectory that we're on right now. If you go to the next graph, again, this really shows it in a different way. This is on hospitalized patients, though. And the number that are currently hospitalized in Arkansas, it reflects yesterday's numbers, which is actually 85 today. And so, again, we are at a plateau state in terms of hospitalizations, but we will continue to monitor that. I want to emphasize to the public, as we've said before, that COVID-19 is a highly contagious virus. That we have to be on guard against and not take for granted any moment. It is also a potentially deadly virus that has very serious adverse health outcomes. And whenever you put those two things in combination, we as a state should not let up. We need to take it seriously, as I'm very proud of Arkansas in doing, because we continue to hold those numbers and really the hospitalization rate at a plateau. Tomorrow, I'll be meeting with the Medical Advisory Board that's being led by Dr. Smith, and they will advise as to the criteria that we should be looking at post-peak and make recommendations to me from a public health standpoint. A little bit later today, in fact, it's supposed to start at 2, so we'll make sure we stay timely today. I'll be joining President Trump and the other governors on a call with the White House. Obviously, the topic will be how do we re-engage business in America? And that leads me to the discussion of the other part of this crisis, the first part being a public health crisis, the second part being an economic crisis. And if you look at the chart here of unemployment claims that have been filed in Arkansas, you can see that on March 7th, there were 1,800 claims filed. March 14th, another 1,300. March 21, 9,000. March 28, so this is by week, 27,000. And then this last April 4th, it was 62,000. And then through April 11th, it was another 34,000 unemployment claims that have been filed. That's a total of 136,000 that unemployment claims that have been filed through April 11th. Since then, an additional 14,000 have been filed, so we're really right at 150,000 unemployment claims that have been filed and processed by our Department of Commerce and our Workforce Services. But you can see it is good news that our height was 62,000, and we're starting at a lesser amount this week, and hopefully the next week will be lesser even beyond that. And then look at one more graph that's here, and this illustrates these numbers in comparison to previous years. And so you've got 2017, 18, 19, and 20 in each of the years reflected here, with 2020 being the last bar graph, and you can see how that has grown, where the others each year has been steady. And so on the last column, you can see the number of claims filed in 2020 versus the previous year, which has been such a strain on the system. And I'm very pleased with the hard work that all of those that Department of Workforce Services has really been engaged in to make sure that we can meet the needs and get these claims processed. With that, let me invite Dr. Smith to come up and give an elaboration on the cases that we have and statistics, and then Secretary Preston will come up and give more specific information in relation to our processing of the unemployment claims, as well as our pandemic unemployment assistance that will be coming online in the near future as well. Secretary Smith.
This is Dr. Nate Smith, Secretary of Health. This is KYR 89.1.
Before I give the numbers, I just want to point out my mask today was not made by my wife. This was made by some colleagues at the Arkansas Department of Health, and it's a wax print from Ghana, African cloth. So this is now a fashion statement, truly. Our numbers for today, the governor mentioned, we are up to 1,620 total cases. That's 51 more than yesterday. Of those, 1,035 are considered active cases. We have 85 hospitalized. We've had 5 new hospitalized, but our net gain is only 2. So we had 5 new ones and 3 who have left the hospital. We have 21 currently on a ventilator. That's 5 fewer than yesterday. The governor mentioned we do have 4 new deaths, so we're at a total of 37. Those deaths, 2 were under the age of 65 and 2 were over the age of 65. And those all had underlying medical conditions. We have 548 recovered. That's 59 more than we did yesterday. We have a total of 223 healthcare workers who have been infected. That's up 8 from yesterday. And we have a total of 81 of those who have recovered. In terms of our nursing home numbers, we have 118 cases that are nursing home residents. That's up 15 from yesterday, but we are still at 28 nursing homes total where we're doing investigations. In terms of our outbreaks in the correctional facilities, I don't have any new numbers today. We are expecting some results later this afternoon. But just to summarize, at the Forest City Federal Correctional Institute, we have a total of 46 inmates and 9 staff and contractors for a total of 55. At the Little Rock Community Corrections. We have a total of 27 staff and 59 inmates, so that's a total of 86 at that facility. And at the Cummins State Prison Unit, we have 46 inmates who have tested positive, and we don't have any staff that have tested positive at this point. The last thing I want to talk about is we have some good trends in the way our total cases are going, and we're staying steady with where our hospitalizations are. It's way too early to do a victory lap, but it looks like we should start planning ahead for when we are after the peak. And the governor has set up a committee to look at our post-peak response, and I wanted to let Arkansans know that we're looking at these things very carefully. I've gotten a number of emails and people say, well, you know, how much longer do we need to do this or that? And I'm really proud of the way Arkansans have followed the guidance and the directives and really flattened our curve. We are looking at how quickly and how safely we can start to peel back some of these directives and revise some of these guidance documents. But please keep up the good work. We want to do this wisely so that we end as well as we've begun. And with that, I'd like to turn it back over to the governor.
Good words, Secretary Smith. And with that, Secretary Preston, talk about the situation.
This is Mike Preston, Secretary of Commerce.
Well, thank you, Governor. Appreciate it. And Dr. Smith, thank you for your leadership in this. And I'll begin by echoing something the governor said, and that's our appreciation and thanks to all the employees and folks at Commerce and Department of Workforce Services for their hard work that they're putting into processing these claims. Our folks, especially on the front lines, answering the phones, those in the workforce centers around the state, they're on the front lines for us and working extended hours and working through the weekends to make sure that we get all these claims processed and payments out the door. If we can go ahead to the next slide on here. We wanted to announce today that we do have a new website set up, arunemployment.com. You can go there and find all this data and this information that we've been talking about today. We're going to try to keep that information up to date on our processes, our functionalities to best serve the people of Arkansas. So you can see that website. You can go there. In addition to that, we launched today. Our hotline has gone to an extended hours. We're now able to operate 6 days a week starting at 6 a.m. So if we have additional folks answering the phones, trying to handle and process all those calls that are coming in. So we have been going from about, I think, 8:30 to about 3:30. We've extended that from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. We still have folks who will be working many hours after that, because after they answer all those calls, we have to process all that information. So hopefully we can clear out all the queue that are on the phone at 4 o'clock and get that processed. We'll see how that system works over the weekend with hopes of taking that to 7 days a week for our hotline. So that's good information for those folks out there who are trying to call. I know you're frustrated if you get a business signal or on hold for a while, but we've added those additional lines and those additional calling hours, and hopefully that's gonna help. Additionally, if you go to that website, and you can come to this next slide, we have a new QR code that if you just take a picture of that code, it'll be on that website, arunemployment.com. This is going to take you to information regarding the pandemic unemployment assistance. So all those that we've talked about before who are now covered under the CARES Act, the independent contractors, self-employed, who are waiting for that system to be built, if you go there, scan that code, it's going to take you to a FormStack application where you can submit your name, your email address, and your county. And we will send you weekly updates about the program and when you're able to file for it. So rather than going to the hotline or going to the traditional EZARC website, you can just scan that QR code and you'll be able to go to that and submit your information. As of this morning, we already had over 7,000 who have submitted their email addresses, and we'll continue to get that information out to those who are in need of it. So hang with us. We'll hope to have a weekly update on that, but please I direct you to that website. Additionally, we're in the process of adding a chat box to our website, our chat bot. So when you go on there, if you are on the website and having issues, eventually you'll have the little bubble that pops up where you can actually chat with a live person who can help you walk you through those issues rather than trying to hang up and have to call to the hotline. So we want to make sure everyone is aware of that and those updates and upgrades that we're making to our system and our processes. Switching gears real quick, I do want to touch on the SBA loans. As a lot of folks have probably seen or heard that the SBA has provided all the funding that was appropriated in the CARES Act, nearly $250 billion across the country to companies for the Payroll Protection Plan. Arkansas fared very well in that, with 14,803 businesses in the state of Arkansas being approved for the Payroll Protection Plan, and that amounts to over $2.1 billion for Arkansas businesses. So I think that's probably why you're seeing maybe a leveling off in some of those numbers on unemployment. Some of those businesses were waiting to see if they could get that payroll protection program approved. That's going to allow them to keep those employees on and keep them employed for the next several weeks. And hopefully, as Dr. Smith and the governor have alluded to, we see a leveling off in this. I thank you for your attention to this. And again, please go to our new website if you have questions. It is arunemployment.com. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you, Mike. And with that, we have to take any questions.
Just wanted a clarification, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., because I believe that the website's saying 6 to 6.
Commerce Secretary Mike Preston again.
Yeah, it is. We'll have people 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll have to stop taking new calls at 4 p.m. so we can handle all those calls that are in the queue.
Secretary Preston, you said about 150,000 people have already applied for unemployment benefits, and that's not including those freelance workers in the gig economy. Do you have an idea of when that system comes through, how many people might be applying for that?
Too early to ballpark on that. We just don't know. We'll have some better unemployment overall data coming from the Department of Labor, hopefully sometime next week. And that's more of a survey because we aren't able to track those who are on the self-employed that would be qualified for the PUA as of yet, where the federal government is tracking that. So we'll have a better idea hopefully sometime next week. But as I alluded to, since we've opened that website, we've had 7,000 email addresses from those who are impacted who will be eventually able to apply, but right now we don't have a number on that.
Secretary Preston, do you still anticipate releasing more local or regional unemployment figures today or tomorrow? More localized numbers as far as unemployment figures and stats that we have?
Yes, we're working on that. So we have the aggregate totals right now. We're trying to break that down into further geographic regions.
Okay. Any question from remotely?
Yes, this is Brittany Mockridge from Local 24 News in Memphis. I have a question regarding the prisons. We've been hearing that, in particular for Forest City, that there's no way for inmates to social distance. They've been talking about living in the close quarters, of course, limited showers and sinks that actually work, and having supplies like the hand soap. Do you have any comment in regards to those conditions? And then also, a second part of this question is in regards to home confinement and compassionate release. Where does Arkansas stand when it comes to evaluating these inmates who may meet the requirements, in particular for city?
Let's break that down into two questions. The first one is in reference to the Federal Correctional Institute in Forest City, and this is under the supervision and control of the Bureau of Prisons, which is part of the Department of Justice. It's a federal responsibility. Dr. Smith and I spoke to the Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, I believe it was yesterday, and they have their medical staff, they have their Bureau of Prisons that oversees this, and they're working with the CDC out of Atlanta. And so we're standing available if they need assistance. We've been in there, but they have taken over that response to the outbreak that is there within that system. And I couldn't comment really on the internal conditions there because that's, again, a federal facility. In your broader question about our state prisons and whether we're taking any action in regard to release of inmates, This is something that's being managed very well by our Department of Health and Secretary Kelly with corrections. We've done testing, we're doing contact testing, we're doing what is necessary for protecting the health of the inmates. We have contingency plans in the event that we need to take further action down the road in terms of making sure that there's adequate space and social distancing or isolation, that tools that we can use. And Dr. Smith, did you want to add to those comments?
This is Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith. This is KYR 89.1.
Yes, as I mentioned yesterday, there's a number of things that we're doing to try and protect, working with the Department of Corrections to keep COVID-19 from entering units where it's not already there. And in the Cummins unit in particular, where we do know that it was present in at least one barracks, we're investigating to find other cases, and we'll take action to stop the spread of COVID-19 there. Obviously, once COVID-19 is in a unit, you want to actually keep the folks together rather than spreading them out, transferring them to other barracks or other units, or even releasing them, but to watch them carefully, provide the medical care that they need, and any transfers be for medical reasons.
Considering the session wrapping up, vetoing any bills for the session?
The question was about the fiscal session of the legislature and whether I anticipate vetoing any bills, and the answer is no. Although we're going to have over 100 bills coming to my desk in the next couple days, we want to have the chance to review them, but I'm not aware of any bills at this point that will need my veto or that we have extraordinary concerns about. But we want to look at the language. We want to make that determination separately, but I don't anticipate that being the case.
Senator Hickey at times has been sort of a critic of yours. How do you think you guys are going to work together?
Well, I've had a lot of people that have been critics of mine from time to time. And so I've never had any challenge in working with that environment. I had a great conversation with Senator Hickey earlier today, congratulated him on the win, and also just look forward to doing some great things for Arkansas. So I have no doubt that we'll be able to do some good things together, and that's the voice of the Senate. They've spoken, and I'm looking forward to working with him. Was there another question on that?
We're all pleased with the fiscal session, how it went.
I'm very pleased with the fiscal session because we addressed the emergent needs as a result of the COVID-19 crisis. They filled the gap in our budget because of a $205 million budget shortfall. We set the priorities for our revenue and spending for the next year, and we've balanced the budget, which is required under our Constitution. So they've done their job, and they did it in a way that was quick and allowed people to protect their health. So I'm very pleased with the leadership and what's come out of that session.
Have you gotten any guidelines yet from the White House on their criteria for opening up and that kind of stuff?
The answer is no. I expect that to be released on the call that we'll have shortly with the president. So I expect they will go over some of their ideas on what we need to do. And of course, when you talk about opening up America, I don't believe that we've closed down Arkansas, although we have certainly hampered, as you can see in the unemployment claims, a number of businesses. We've been hit hard with this, but I think we're in good position as we look at whatever guidance ideas that the White House has. So we should see that this afternoon.
Will EMS workers be excluded from bonuses from the CARES Act fund?
The EMS workers are not included in the bonuses that I outlined yesterday. I recognize that there are needs that are there, and so I expect them to make presentations and for us to consider their financing needs and costs related to COVID-19 through the CARES Act funding that we have in the steering group that oversees that money that came to the state. And so we hope that there will be opportunities to help them. but that is not part of the bonus structure that we announced yesterday. Jake?
Is there a wish list of an order of things that you want to kind of lift, or at least in terms of the restrictions?
The first thing we look at is the challenge that so many of our hospitals have had and our clinics have had in putting off elective surgery. And so I know that Dr. Smith has spent some time with our medical community as to how we can get back into doing business in our hospitals. You know, we shut our hospitals down, not shut them down, but we reduced elective surgery for two reasons. One, people were reluctant to go into that atmosphere. They wanted to have confidence that there were not COVID-19 patients there. They wanted to concentrate resources, our hospital resources, on this current emergency. But with 80 hospitalizations in our state, we've got a lot of idle hospitals right now. And so we want to get them back to doing the important healthcare delivery that is important in their communities. So that's something that is really very high on the list. Beyond that, there's a number of things that there's businesses that are hurting, and we'll just take those a step at a time as to where we can start looking for ways that we can get back to doing business in Arkansas.
One more question, sorry. Do you expect to ease up on any of the restrictions or limitations on businesses like before we reach the peak in Arkansas?
That's a very good question, and I want to see what the guidance from the White House is today. I want to hear from our medical advisory group tomorrow. We'll be meeting with business groups as well, and so those are decisions that we're thinking about. The key thing is that we don't want Arkansans to think we're over this. We don't want people to believe that we don't need to continue doing social distancing and to resist the larger gathering. So we're still holding firm on those, but at the same time looking for ways that we can do business in Arkansas but still maintain those public health requirements. That's the balance we're trying to achieve. And with the flattening of the curve and the reduction of the peak, I think we have to start looking at some of this before we actually reach that peak. Is there one more question remotely?
Yes, Governor, this is Andrew DeMillo with AP. Kind of related to that, are there any restrictions that you see that the state's going to have to keep for a while? I know you talk about, lifting some of the restrictions on business thing, but is your board also looking at what restrictions need to keep that are going to have to be here for the long haul, or going to have to be here for beyond when the peak goes down?
Well, again, I want to wait and hear from my medical advisory group tomorrow on just the question that you asked, but clearly. I'm looking at, as I said the other day, at this over the long term and not just the short term. And so even though we get over the peak now, we start going down, we all recognize until we get the immunization program in place that there's a threat of this coming back next year. And so we want to be prepared for that eventuality as well. And so there is a long-term look at this, and that has to be evaluated both in terms of what we need to do to protect ourselves from a public health standpoint, social distancing and so on. So I think we have to wait and see how long those continue, but this is not just one battle, but it's a war, it's a fight that we're gonna have that's gonna go into next year as well, just in different ways. And I wanna invite Dr. Smith. I've said a lot there. I want you to comment on that as well.
This is Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith.
I really agree with everything the governor has said. There are many unknowns. We've never encountered this particular virus before, so it's hard to make long-term projections. As long as we have a virus like COVID-19 circulating and we don't have a vaccine, we don't have effective treatments, then we're going to have to be careful, especially about large group gatherings. But there's many things that we'll know a lot better over the coming months. And my hope is that we can repeal all of the directives and guidances and go back to life as normal, but we have to be able to do that safely in a way that doesn't just put us right back where we were.
Is there one final question? One final question.
Expect that to happen here in Arkansas?
No, I don't expect that to happen here because people see the balance that we have tried to maintain. And because of that, people are anxious to go back to work, but they also know that we're operating as a team to keep the numbers down and looking for ways that we can re-engage and reinvigorate our economy. So I don't expect that in Arkansas. And I did hear a question remotely. I'll take that.
Yes, Governor Greg Gannon, and I was going to ask Dr. Smith. He always, you know, he mentioned that the people who died like had underlying health conditions. Is there a number of, are they tracking, like, is there a number one or two underlying conditions that he can mention for us? Like, what is affecting people the most?
Talking about the predominant underlying conditions.
Health Secretary Nate Smith again.
Yes, in terms of the most common underlying condition, probably the most common one is hypertension, but that may be more just a marker for older age. As people age, they're more likely to become hypertensive or have high blood pressure. In terms of significant risk factors, diabetes, particularly type 2 diabetes, seems to be a real challenge. We have a higher proportion of hospitalized patients who have underlying diabetes, and then cardiovascular disease also seems to be a challenge. And so this is a great opportunity to become the healthiest version of yourself. If you have diabetes, get it under control, because controlled diabetes is much less of a risk factor than uncontrolled diabetes. And if you have heart disease, take those positive steps to improve your health condition, particularly stop smoking if you're smoking. And exercise, be careful about your diet. If you've got some extra pounds, this is a good time to try and shed some of those. So these are some things that people can do to change their risk factors, and hopefully we'll be able to protect ourselves individually, but also keep our death rate low. Our death rate per capita is lower than many, many other states. We'd like to keep it that way.
Thank you all today. We'll have a little bit longer. We'll cover everything tomorrow we didn't cover today. Thank you.
And that was Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking in his latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak here in Arkansas. This is 89.1 KUAR Little Rock, a listener-supported service of UA Little Rock in partnership with UAMS. We heard today Governor Hutchinson saying there are an additional 51 cases of the coronavirus here in the state. That brings the state's total number of cases to 1,620, of which 1,035 are considered currently active. We also heard Governor Hutchinson say four more people have died from COVID-19 in the state from yesterday. That brings the total number of deaths in the state from the disease caused by the new coronavirus to 37. And we heard that there are 85 people currently hospitalized in the state, 21 of whom are on a ventilator. We heard Governor Hutchinson cutting his briefing a little bit short today. He said that he would be on a call with President Donald Trump and other governors from across the country. Governor Hutchinson saying he expects the call to be about re-engaging business in America, which has been something that President Trump has been very forward about, his desire to return America to somewhat of a sense of normalcy, to ease some restrictions on businesses. Governor Hutchinson saying he does not anticipate yet what that would look like here in the state, but he does expect to get a better sense of that after his conversation with President Trump. We heard a bit about the economic side of things in Arkansas. We heard 150,000 unemployment claims have been filed and have been processed by the state government. Secretary of Commerce Mike Preston saying just under 15,000 businesses in Arkansas were approved for funding from the Small Business Administration, from the CARES Act. That represents about $2 billion in funding just so businesses can make payroll. And we heard Governor Hutchinson saying he does not expect to veto any of the, quote, couple of hundred bills coming to him over the next few days resulting from the fiscal session that just ended. This is KUAR 89.1.